This is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break.
VOA News.
VOA 1.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Reports from Afghanistan say at least two policemen were killed and several others wounded when a suspected suicide bomber blew himself up at an entrance to a packed stadium in the capital, Kabul. Officials confirmed the blast during a Shpagiza Cricket League match Wednesday afternoon, but there's no independent confirmation of its nature and reported casualties. No one has yet claimed responsibility. The U.S. Congress has approved a joint resolution urging President Donald Trump to speak out against hate groups that support racism, extremism, anti-Semitism, and white supremacy. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the resolution Tuesday, just one day after the Senate gave its approval. The measure now goes to Mr. Trump, who was criticized for his response to violence at a white nationalist rally last month in Charlottesville, Virginia. The resolution says Congress, quote, rejects white nationalism, white supremacy, and neo-Nazism as hateful expressions of intolerance that are contradictory to the values that define the people of the United States. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has canceled plans to attend this month's United Nations General Assembly. This comes amid rising international criticism of her handling of the violence in western Myanmar. That violence has forced as many as 400,000 ethnic Rohingya Muslims to flee across the border into Bangladesh. The UN Security Council is scheduled to hold an urgent meeting today on violence and the humanitarian crisis in Rakhine. The meeting was requested by Britain and Sweden on Monday. This is VOA News.